Hello,
Hello.
we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All the answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? I want you to please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not important, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you. Between 0 to 10, how important it is for you abortion rights?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
How important is it to me? 10.
Mm-hmm. Inflation and cost of living?
10.
K-12 education?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Democracy?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Immigration?
10.
Climate change?
10.
And the last, healthcare?
10.
Okay, perfect then. Only a few more questions and I'll let you go. Assuming now there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. And as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections from a scale from 0 to a 10? 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
10 too. Okay. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
African-American. Okay. Are you registered to vote or you are not registered to vote?
I am registered to vote.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. What is the year of your birth?
Why is that important?
Only for research purposes.
If 1951. You want to provide it,
1951. Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor of Science.
Bachelor's. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in issues that matter to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means it has no power at all, and 10 means it has a lot of power.
10.
10. Okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to your community? Again, using a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
10.
As long as 10 means I feel that the community together has a powerful vote, 10.
Okay, great. Happy to hear that. Please raise your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? You can let me know. Between 0 to a 10, how favorable do you feel towards the Republican Party?
In general, 0.
0. Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
He can get a 2.
2. The Democratic Party?
10.
Joe Biden?
10.
And the last, Kamala Harris?
10.
Okay. Halfway through. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or you're undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. What about the elections for U.S. Congress? If those were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Holly Hawkins, or someone else? Or you were not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse? It stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. Much better or only better?
Better.
Better. Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? Is about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Most of them vote. Okay. Below is a list of people and events that will have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you are not sure. And 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number between 0 to 10. What are your thoughts about the Supreme Court between 0 to 10?
Describe what 0 means again, that they did
zero
not.
0 means certainly did not prevent progress. 5, not sure, and 10 means certainly prevented progress.
The Supreme Court?
Yes.
Wait, say, what does 10 mean?
10 means they certainly prevented progress.
Certainly prevented progress? And
yes.
What does 0 mean?
They certainly did not prevent progress.
Okay. The Supreme Court certainly did prevent progress. So that's number 10.
That's a 10. Okay. Donald Trump?
10.
President Biden?
He, I believe he was for progress. So, that's a kind of a tricky, the way that question is worded. So, I would have to say 0. That means that he was for progress.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay.
So 0. Okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
They prevented progress, so that would be a 10.
10. White
I don't
supremacy.
Like the way that question is worded. Yeah, go ahead.
I understand. My apologies for speaking over. What about the white supremacist?
They prevented progress.
That would be a 10 too?
Correct.
Okay. Wolverine over Kemp?
Kemp?
Yes.
The, our governor.
The governor.
I'd say he's a 5.
5. Okay, right in the middle.
Yeah.
And by last, Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
They're 5.
5-2. Okay.
No, not 5-2. 5.
Okay. Below. I would like to read you a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote, 5 means you're not sure, and 10 means that you will strongly motivate. This will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number between 0 to 10. The first statement says, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010, provided 90% funding for a state to expand Medicaid. Nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. Between 0 to a 10, that is statement, how much does it motivate you to vote?
Absolutely. That would be a 10.
A 10. Okay.
That absolutely motivates me to vote.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Next one, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act support the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefits, saving 21.8 million monthly. $21.8 million monthly. That is statement, how much does it motivate you to vote?
It's kind of confusing.
Do you want to flip it about you?
Would you please?
Sure, no problem. The 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia household benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Okay. I guess something is always better than nothing. 10.
10. Okay. We have made a stride towards building black power together. While there is still a significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. Between 0 to 10, how much does this motivate you?
10.
Okay. Just two more. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of the foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth between 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
That would motivate me to vote also. 10.
Okay. I'd also 10. Yeah. Okay. And the last statement, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovery workers.
Also a 10.
Also a 10. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I really want to thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Please take into consideration that some people change their mind. And in your case, if you didn't, that's perfectly okay. I want you to please answer based on your feelings. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Using a score from 0 to 10, 0, it has no power at all, and 10 means it has a lot of power. You can choose
10, a lot of power.
Okay. I'm happy that you are aware of your power. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make a change on issues that matter most to your community? Again, also from 0 to 10.
10. Together we can make changes. I believe that. You don't vote, you can't complain.
That's very logical. That's very reasonable. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, How likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means not likely at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
10.
I work at the polls. I will vote.
Oh, okay, okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, it stayed the same, better, or much better?
In the last 4 years, it's gotten better.
Yeah. Better, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say much better, because I guess there's always room for improvement, but I think it's gotten better.
Sure. Well, happy to hear that. Happy to hear that in your case, things have gotten better, which is how it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Just a few more questions, and we'll be concluding this survey. I really appreciate your time. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, to lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Straight. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
Married.
Separated? Married. Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
A guardian, yes.
Guardian, yes. Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No. A lot of Latino people in our family, but no, myself, no.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I have been independent in the past, but for this election, I consider myself a Democrat.
Okay. With that being said, do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I have voted across the aisles in the past, so I don't know what that would consider me. You said a strong Democrat or a
not
weak
so strong.
Democrat? Not so
strong
Democrat.
Not so strong. Yes.
Not so strong Democrat.
Okay.
I'm not locked in, you know. If a person is good, I don't mind taking that chance. But for this election, there's no choice. There's only one choice.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me they're really willing to vote, and that's actually happy thing to hear. And as you said, if you don't vote, you can complain. So I'm happy that you're aware of the importance of your vote.
Absolutely.
There's just one more question, two more questions I'd like to ask. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm retired.
Retired. Okay.
Yes.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can give me an estimate.
I'd rather not say.
Okay. You can tell me between 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54,000. Just an estimate. Maybe you have to be specific.
It was more than the last number you said.
Between 65 to 74?
It was more than that. I'd really rather not say.
Okay, okay. Just to choose one and to conclude the survey, will you say that it was 100,000 to... Yes,
okay, let's go there.
Okay, 100,000 to 145,000. Okay, that helps. That helps a lot. All right. This really concludes the survey. I really want to thank you for your time, your participation, and honestly, I do hope you have a good Saturday. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You're
so
very
much.
Kind.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Take care.